They were political activists and journalists, advocates and academics, writers, poets, community and labor organizers. And they came to speak and share their experience with other women about poverty, racism, and war. The conference was sponsored by the International Action Center to mark International Women's Day, which is celebrated on Monday, March the 8th. Matowan Monroe, co-leader of the United American Indians of New England, reminds us that Native women remain a third world in the land of plenty.
Indigenous people in the U.S. lag far behind in virtually every measure of economic well-being. We often lack basic preventive health care. Because of this, Native women have the highest rate of death from cervical cancer, simply because we often do not have access to a simple pap smear test. Sexism and violence against Indigenous women have escalated. Many Native women suffer from psychological stress because our economic, religious, political, and social positions are so devalued in the society. Fully one-third of Native people are children, and they suffer the consequences of poverty the most. One of the bitter fruits of our economic oppression has been the fact that such a high percentage of our young men and women go into the U.S. military. It is a tremendous irony that we are so disproportionately represented fighting for a government that oppresses dozens of nations abroad as well as our own Native nations right here.
Dr. Asha Samad Matias evoked the appalling situation of women refugees who suffer from the combined oppressions of sexism, racism, and globalism.
If they come from Africa, Asia, Middle East, or Latin America, they are most likely going to the detention. The conditions in those centers have been documented by many human rights organizations. The fastest growing segment in the U.S. INS detention centers, as in the U.S. prisons, is women. Muslim women around the world have faced and are facing great exploitation, stereotyping, discrimination, not just at the hands of Muslim men as it's always presented. I'm not saying we don't have some men who exploit us, but most of it is from the same globalization and the need to get to the resources of our countries, particularly oil.
A delegation of women from Cuba made an unexpected appearance. Alicia Gonzalez from the Federation of Cuban Women spoke of the struggle for equality of all women.
66% of the technical and professional workforce are women. 36% of parliamentarians and women make up 62% of lawyers in the country. Yes, that is quite a feminization of justice in the country. Yes. Today's dreams are tomorrow's realities. Nobody will prevent us from dreaming for a better world, no matter how difficult it might be. Long live solidarity. Have a nice Women's Day.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.